With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Full Sport Press. You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast, featuring hosts J-Hove, Jeff, and Weezy. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back, and some of you for the first time, to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am J-Hove.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
Weezy in the building. Say what's up, Weezy.
What it do? What's going on?
What's going on, fellas?
How's it going, sir?
Camera's always on,
Jeff. Always on, brother.
Weezy, how are you, brother?
I'm pretty good, man.
Tough week this week, but we here.
Rough week, man.
Yeah, for sure. Most definitely. Cameraman, how are you, brother? Thumbs up, man. That's always a good sign, for sure. Episode 265, cameraman. Right? All right. We are concluding our yearly NBA player playoffs.
Oh, boy.
And we're ending it with the Western Conference.
Okay.
For sure. Now, Giannis Antetokounmpo won the Eastern Conference.
For the chip.
Okay.
Let's get it going, man. Let's start off. Best of the week. Weez, what's your best of the week?
My best of the week was the way the NBA handled the passing on Nipsey Hussle.
For sure.
First off, the rest of it. Second off, the Lakers give him a moment of silence.
Yeah. Video tribute.
Mm-hmm. That was stand up with the NBA.
For sure.
I respect it.
Nah, for sure. NBA is always on the right side of
everything.
Most definitely. What's your best of the week?
Kind of piggyback off that. Definitely Russell Westbrook, the 2020 game.
For sure.
If you ever ask why that's my favorite player in the league right now.
Right.
Things like that.
Most definitely.
Answer that question.
Yeah, no, most definitely.
And averaging the triple-double for the third consecutive
year. Third consecutive year, man. Hard to do. Nobody's ever done
it's
that.
Never done.
For sure. Anytime you get into territory where nobody has ever done, you're doing something special, for sure. Shout out to him, man, for that. Everything he did. My best of the week is a 13-year-old son that traded in an Xbox, and he also did yard work to buy his mom a car.
Heard about that.
William traded his Xbox and did yard work to buy his mom, a single mom, a 1999 Chevrolet Metro. Yeah. If you come from a single-parent household, feel this.
Yeah.
That's strong
a kid,
way.
It's a real kid right there.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely said he feels that it was the right thing to do. So, if William is listening, I got another Xbox for him. He can have my Xbox.
We'll make sure you get another Xbox.
Oh, man, for sure. You can have that. Yeah. For sure. I'm sure somebody's reached out and gave me an Xbox. But
still, if not, listen, let us know.
I got a whole Xbox for you, for sure. Worst of the week, Weezy. What's your worst of the week?
Yeah. The passing of Nipsey Hussle.
For sure. Right. Rest in peace, Nipsey.
Absolutely. It was unfortunate.
Ah, man. Unfortunate.
Unfortunate, man.
That was a tragedy.
Yeah,
it's tragic. For sure. Most definitely, man. What's your worst of the week, Jeff?
Worst of the week, of course, what we
I think it's a consensus. Yeah,
but just to add a little humor to the to the flame, social media influencer Julie Ambuila in Miami got Colombian authorities' attention by her lavish lifestyle on Instagram and Snapchat.
Okay.
Brought the whole hood down.
Family
got indicted. They're making $3,000 a month. How in the world she posting Lamborghinis?
Right.
Lavish shopping trips,
right?
All this other stuff. Yeah, well, dad was funding a drug cartel.
Damn, dad.
That's how they called him. They called dad from on Instagram.
Yeah,
that's rough.
Damn. She ran the block.
Block hot, man. Tripping down in Miami.
My worst of the week is the Final Four being lackluster in my eyes, man. No Duke, no North Carolina.
No.
just Virginia, even not even Gonzaga. So not necessarily we're stuck with bad teams. There's going to be some good basketball played, but it is not the Final Four I was anticipating going into March Madness.
Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Stitcher, Beyond Pod, YouTube, and of course the SoundCloud page to catch up on the full archive of past episodes of FSP. Just search Full Sport Press Podcast. And after you do that, check out the On Deck TV Hip Hop Podcast with Animal Brown and Spike Lou and M Extra each and every Wednesday.
Zone 4.
Zone 4 M Extra. This week's episode is the RIP Nipsey Hussle episode. Guys did a great job with that.
A poignant show for the guys over there on deck. They did a great job handling that. That was one of those ones I definitely would have called PTO on. For sure. Definitely. Called a stomach virus on that show.
And I definitely want to give them props because I believe in coaching in private and praising in public. Mm-hmm. And I'm not coaching them by any means, but I called them out this week. Like, man, bro, y'all got to handle this situation hard. Like, that's my guy. Don't do him right. You know, I hit them up personally, said that. And they definitely came through always, like they always do. So I just wanted to, you know, personally let them know, man. Thank y'all for that.
Yeah, nah, shout out to the guys, man.
Shout out to the guys, man.
The thing is with the whole Nipsey thing, you know, when we were too young to really truly embrace the Tupac loss.
Yeah.
To see it in real time happening from when Duke lost to how ecstatic I was about that.
you had to say that.
And then you go right an hour later knowing, you know, one of your favorite rappers no longer here in less than an hour, and then seeing it step by step.
Yeah, like, you watch the all unfold.
And you see TMZ, you know TMZ, like it's 30 miles on.
Yeah.
So last time I got an alert from them, it was Whitney Houston pad. Kim Porter passed. Prince.
Yeah.
You know, Michael Jackson. Yeah, like, they, if something happens in Los Angeles,
they own it.
They own it. So when I'm reading that and it says gunned down, I was like, it's something. That's
not
different.
Shot.
Not shot.
Not shot at.
Because people get shot every day,
baby. Yeah, yeah. But gunned down.
Gunned down.
Gunned down is different.
Yeah, man. So to see that in real time and, like, you know, because if we were younger, Jeff, MTV News would have broke that at 9, 10 o'clock that night. Serena Asshole.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Kurt Loder.
Kurt Loder
would have jumped in there. Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
And it would have been, you know, we would have to go through it like that. So we come to social media to laugh, right?
Yeah.
We come to social media to, you know,
escape.
To escape our everyday stresses, right?
Yeah.
But now everybody is publicly grieving on there. So where do you go? So that's when you have time to hang out with friends and family and put your phone down.
Yeah, put your phone down. So that's a good thing. Or at least go to the group chat.
Group chat, hell, you damn lie. The group chat was equally grieving as well.
Till about Wednesday, Thursday, we came out of my shell about Wednesday, Thursday.
It's tough, man.
The group chat was rough this week. Do you hear me?
Man. So yeah, nah, for sure. So,
hey, if you can fight, the group showed up this week.
Yeah, so if you look at it, you look at this as a time to put the phone down, man. Hang out with your friends and family, man, and also tell your homeboys and people that
how
you know
love
how
man.
You feel, man. Yeah. Most definitely, man.
They were just they didn't get to see the finished product.
Yeah, now we definitely didn't get to see it. And I think people are comparing them to Tupac. I think it's more Master P than Tupac.
The reason why I think people are comparing them to Tupac is because Pac had a lot of things that he wanted to do.
Right.
You know what I mean?
He didn't get a chance to do it.
And we saw Nip actually start to manifest some of those things.
He did those things.
Yeah.
Just like P did. That's why.
Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, for sure. I get it.
Spike Lou said it best, man. The whole generation got robbed.
For sure.
Yeah.
They got robbed.
Most definitely, man. Fresh for Dummies, man. Me and my dog, Animal Brown, is a self-help fashion podcast directly related to improving everyday fashion. You catch our latest issue. Issue number 43 is up right now, directly for the culture. Follow the show IG page at Fresh for Dummies and simply search Fresh for Dummies on all of your social media handles. Wear your kicks and cop responsibly.
And you can read up on your favorite FSP co-host. Purchase your FSP merchandise and catch up on the past episodes from the shows we just mentioned and much, much more. How you do that, you ask Weezy? Just search www.realvillemedia.com. Tell a friend to support the real. RMG!
Most definitely, man. RMG. Jeff.
Yes, sir.
You got Tinga resting second.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start the clock.
It's WrestleMania weekend, guys.
Hey, we gotta get you to Wale Mania next year.
Gotta go to Wale Mania.
We gotta get you there.
Be on the scene correspondent.
For sure. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, look lit.
You gotta be there, bro. We gotta get you there.
So, you know, we gotta do it one good time.
Yeah.
Who you got?
Your boy, I'm batting 1,000 right now.
We'll see how you turn out this
week. Let's do it.
All right,
I am.
So, first match is a no disqualification match.
Uh-oh.
Triple H versus Batista. Who you got?
Give me Batista.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with the game.
Go with the game.
I'm going Triple H as well.
Bang.
All right. and is what's advertised as his last match. Kurt Angle versus Baron Corbin. I'm gonna do this a little different.
Okay.
Not who wins or loses, but does John Cena interfere and take over this match?
Facts. Facts. Okay. Most definitely. Yeah.
He's going, because you watch Russell, you watch Raw last night. He's going.
Yeah. See how quick I am with this shit? Not like dead ass. No disrespect. Hold up, Jeff.
I got you.
Like, dog, when I see wrestling stuff, like, okay, I think, what's my big guy that's dating the African American fine lady?
Bray Wyatt.
Dude, like, so he left his wife.
Yeah.
Like,
For JoJo.
Yeah. And now I see these people, it's because of Jeff's too good wrestling thing. Because I look at these people like, I know who the hell they talking about. Yeah, my
bad. Shout out to JoJo, man.
Shout out to JoJo.
Okay. So, who you got, Weez? Does Cena interfere in the match?
Nah, he don't.
Okay.
And Kurt Angle wins.
Okay. All right, for the WWE Universal Championship, we got Seth Rollins versus the champion, Brock Lesnar. Who you got?
Nah, I'm going Brock, for sure.
Okay. Seth Rollins, for sure.
Okay, I got Brock.
Okay.
God.
And the co-main event, we got Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch versus Ronda Rousey for all the women's belts.
So,
who you got?
I gotta go Ronda Rousey because they saying she's gonna retire if she doesn't get the championship belt. So I'm going with Ronda.
Who you got?
Leave me alone, Becky. I'm going with Becky.
I definitely going with Becky. It's gotta be Becky's moment.
Yeah.
And last one,
yeah.
Kofi Kingston for all the balls. Can he pull it out versus Daniel Bryan?
I gotta go with DB, man. I'm going with DB.
If Daniel Bryan wins, we ride.
Yeah. I know. I heard
it.
I'm going with Kofi Kingston.
All right. There it is, man.
It's for the culture.
It's for the culture, for sure. Marathon got to continue.
It has to.
That's 10 good rest and seconds, man. In case you missed it, Weezy, I got you.
I appreciate
Let's talk about FAMU. Now, okay. Pro Day is supposed to be a chance for NFL players to show NFL scouts what a pro prospect really looks like.
Okay.
Florida A&M seniors had a chance to do so. They never got that chance, Jeff.
Dang.
Yeah, no. FAMU's Pro Day Showcase had zero NFL scouts to show up. Not one. Now, Florida State, the ACC program, your favorite team, Jeff,
of course,
that also calls Tallahassee home, had its Pro Day at 1 p.m. Now, they rescheduled the timing, didn't really get to the scouts plate, and they didn't know, so he got rescheduled to 4. Nobody showed up, man. Now, Alcorn State had a similar situation last year. After nobody showed up, they were able to go to Southern Mississippi's Pro Day to shine the next week. So I hate that for fans.
Yeah, man, that's tough.
That's tough. It's tough, man. This is the thing. There's players that can play.
HBCU
football.
Coach them up.
Get them a look, man.
Yeah,
I understand that they're playing below level of power fives and things of that nature.
But talent's gonna jump out at you.
Just give them a chance, man, for sure.
Somebody in the scheduling department got to reach out to those guys too.
They said somebody dropped the ball.
Somebody
need to be fired.
For sure. We want people to keep their jobs, but somebody needs to be reprimanded for sure.
Did we have a nice little? Come on,
let me talk to you. Yeah, for sure. Most definitely. Now, Tweez with questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe, but more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend. That the marathon will continue.
All money in.
Yeah. No money out.
No money out.
For sure. Yeah. Revolution will be podcast before we get started with the first half. Do you have a yellow box of Cheerios award recipient?
I do, man.
Who is it?
New York Jets running back Le'Veon Bell.
Uh-oh. For sure.
Uh-oh.
New York Jets running back Le'Veon Bell released a rap album last week. Jeff, you're the rap connoisseur.
Oh, wow.
Did you listen to Le'Veon's album?
I listened to the single, the snippet.
That's right. Yeah. The album is titled Life's a Gamble.
Mm.
He did take a gamble.
He did.
Setting out a year, for sure. It includes the track that you probably heard, Free at Last.
Yeah, that's the one.
Reference his exit from the Steelers. Yeah. Now, he also had time on his hiatus to record a music video for that said song. Mm-hmm. Bell went to Twitter to ask his followers, and I quote, were they ready?
Yeah.
Fire emoji or a trash can emoji?
Oh, my God.
Now, this took Keenan Allen to comment. I got to keep it a band, bro.
Yeah.
This ain't it. End quote. Le'Veon responded, if you honestly felt that way, you could have texted me. End quote. Allen responded again. Should have been your real friends that said it, though. No cap. End quote. Le'Veon is a top five running back when he's on the field.
Hey,
Keenan Allen wasn't lying.
Keenan Allen doubled down.
Bam, bro.
He doubled down on him.
Doubled down. So your real friend should tell you what's really going on.
That might have been the best comeback that you could. He didn't want to argue with him.
Argue.
Your homeboy should have told you.
For sure.
That ain't it.
With the no cap.
Yeah.
Gotta have no stick to your day job.
2019, gotta have the no cap.
No cap, to make sure. It work, man. Le'Veon, stick to your damn day job.
You're real good at it.
You're real
good at your day job.
Top five when you're out there. Stick to that, man. Yeah. Keep getting them checks, dog.
Catch that screen pass, boy.
Hell yeah, and take it to the house.
In the new uniform.
In the new uniform.
That black uniform solid. That new black uniform is solid. It is.
We'll talk about it. Let's get started the first half, fellas.
Let's do it.
The first half is underway. Full Sport Press.
First half, episode 265. Full Sport Press Podcast. I'm J-Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
I'm Wheezy.
Wheezy, where can they find you at on social media?
I'm FSP underscore Wheezy on IG. I'm at How Wheezy on Twitter.
Okay.
All right.
Holla at you for sure. Where you at, Jeff?
Jay Easley 84 across all social media platforms.
Most definitely. Yeah. And I am Jay Ho on Instagram and Twitter.
You began.
And it's FSP underscore cameraman on the gram.
Yeah.
Holla at the man. Tell him to post a picture too.
Holla at him.
For sure. The final four is here, fellas, though it looks a little bit different than we might have expected.
Put some respect on their name. They made it.
Sure. Only three games remain in the college basketball season. Let's get into the crystal ball, predict winners and why. Right. Auburn versus Virginia. Who you guys have and why?
I'm rolling with Auburn, man.
Battle of pace. Mm-hmm. Virginia locks down the puppies. You know, forcing shots.
Right. Virginia wants it 50 points and under.
For sure.
Auburn wants it in the upper 80s.
Yeah, they're trying to get it going. I think the loss of their big man will affect them against Virginia.
Yeah.
So I have Virginia by 6.
Make a phone call real quick.
You got with
I got Auburn.
Auburn.
Plus 6.
Plus 6.
I got Auburn plus 4.
Yeah. Move right along. Texas Tech versus Michigan State. Michigan State's coming off a 1-point win versus Duke. Shout out to Parham. Shout out to Sean Wash. Mm-hmm. Really good season. Mm-hmm. No, they're listening. This is a matchup of two elite defenses.
Yeah.
Texas Tech and Michigan State both ranked in the top 3 defensively against field goal percentages. Who you guys got?
I'm not going to get Michigan State. Tom Izzo.
Yeah.
I'd be way more excited about this game if it was a New Year's 6 bowl game.
Sure.
Or something like that. I got Michigan State.
I got Michigan State by 3. Yeah. For sure, man. It's hard to go against Weezy's brother, Cassius Winston.
Young Cassius.
Yeah, for sure.
That is Weezy.
That is Weezy. Good. With a headband. For sure. Y'all just alive. Until we're going to meet Cassius Winston one day, you're going to be like,
Yeah, sure.
I'm telling you, soon. Soon. Very soon. We're going to make that call. National championship game then.
Okay.
I have Michigan State versus Virginia.
Okay.
I have Michigan State winning by 5. Wheezy's your final MVP.
Cassius Winston.
But I got them beating Auburn, though.
Yeah, for sure.
I got Michigan State winning.
Yeah.
For sure.
Tom Izzo, man.
Yeah.
Shout That'd be a good one. Last time he won was what, 99? Nah,
did they win with the Draymond?
Nah, they won with the Flintstone.
The Flintstone.
I thought they won with Draymond, too. Nah. That last time they won championship was 99?
Move on to Uncle LeVar's firstborn son.
Yeah.
Lonzo.
Yeah.
Keep your hands up, Lonzo.
You ain't talked to your uncle, have you?
Nah, I ain't talked to him. He ain't answer my text right now.
I bet he ain't.
Nah, right. There's a lot going on in the house, but it's all good, though.
It's all good.
Lonzo has filed a suit against the Big Baller Brand's co-founder, Alan Foster, alleging that the Ball family's former business associate sought to embezzle millions of dollars to enrich himself.
He did.
Ball is seeking more than $2 million in damages and interest, according to court documents filed Tuesday in Los Angeles Superior Court, including a bid to purchase property all the way in Ethiopia.
Ooh. I was talking to Pops about this, and he was like, it's a bad situation.
For sure.
He said, but at least it happened early.
Did happen early. Yep. Second year in the league.
Yeah.
I think Foster owned 16% of the company.
Yeah.
While Zoe owned 51, and then LeVar and Tina
split the rest
on 16 and 14 respectively. So here's the thing that I'm worried about.
Okay.
I thought LeVar's out of the picture.
He's just behind the scenes.
No, they just fired his agent.
Yep.
And LeVar has been meeting with numerous NBA agents on behalf of Lonzo.
Right.
And he's been asking if they were able to pair all three of his sons.
All three of his sons.
LiAngelo, LaMelo, and Lonzo on the same NBA team. Now, agents don't want any part. So, but CAA, who has, I think, like Kyrie.
Yes.
One of the bigger agencies in basketball appears to be in the lead. Nobody wants to deal with LeVar, man.
LeVar, he's got to learn from this.
Yeah.
I hope he does.
He's got to learn from this.
He looks very, very stubborn, though.
He does.
Yeah.
It looks like he was very similar to people that's trying to do too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you know, you, okay, he also, he did the shoes. Mm-hmm. He had the clothes. Mm-hmm. Then he had a basketball. He had a basketball league. Then he has a basketball all-star game. Yeah. And he also took his kids out of school and sent them. Like, he's doing too much.
Because he realized, oh, I can really do all this.
Yeah.
And that was the worst thing that happened.
Yeah. He really can't do any of it.
This costs this much? Okay. Oh, this costs this much? That's just, you know what I'm saying? That's what he was just paying.
Yeah, and then he just trusts. This is your best friend.
Yeah.
You trust him with your life. You like, you know.
Yeah.
Funny when that money can get involved.
Oh, no, nah, listen. It got real tricky for sure. So it's good, though, that they're still in a talking relationship.
Yeah, I'm happy about that.
That the family is still together.
Yeah.
I was worried there for a little while. Because
when he started covering up tattoos, throwing shoes in the trash on Instagram.
Yeah.
I was
like, whew. Then Mello talking about, I'm happy you got us out of here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, whoa, man.
Yeah. Can't lose. Mello's the one.
Yeah.
Can't lose him.
Yeah. Zoe's the one.
The young boy is the one.
Melo's not going number two, period.
He's going Lotto.
We
already bet that.
We'll see.
Yeah, it's a lot
only
of
time.
Yeah, we'll tell.
We'll tell, for sure. Let's talk about another disappointing sports story.
Oh, man.
The Alliance of American Football is done, Weezy. We had a whole damn show about it on February the 18th. You want to go back and listen to it? February 18th is the right one, man.
Close to it.
Yes, it is.
2.8 million views. Come on,
just keep going, Jay.
Come on, man. The AAF struggled to make payroll after its first week, and Dundon, who jumped in to save the day.
Yeah.
Where that bankroll at?
Yeah, said he was committing $250 million to the AAF.
Damn.
Then, after the league's television ratings sagged during prime basketball season, not surprisingly, he complained that the NFL Players Association wouldn't grant him access to its worst players.
That hurt.
So, what did he do? He pulled the plug.
I'm taking my ball to go home.
Only about 6 weeks after he bought a controlling stake in the league, a move that suspended its operations and stranded hundreds of players, coaches, and staff in 8 cities. How will the AAF be remembered?
As a spike to the XFL.
For sure.
And a waste of all of my time.
It was a waste.
So, this is my question. Does this make the XFL look good for not rushing it and taking 2 years to take their time?
Yeah.
100%. The XFL has to learn from their mistakes from the AAF. Yeah. So,
learn from the mistakes from the first time they tried the XFL. Yeah. And actually from this, too.
Hell yeah. So, they have to find ways to get more media exposure, which I'm sure they will knock down before they will see in February 2020. But to see Vince McMahon continuing to pull stake out, getting $270 million a year, then $120 million a year, he knows what's ahead of him. He has to make sure that it's going to be a loss probably that first year.
I mean, last time it was on NBC.
Yeah.
Start off with.
Yeah.
It just, you got to get that prime viewership. Like, the first week of the AAF, they had that high number that beat the basketball game when the basketball game was a blowout. And, and it peaked at the pregame show. But, I mean, man.
It came in promising. And I'm not even going to lie. We sat here and did a whole show about it and thought it was going to be, you know.
At least a year.
At least a startup. Yeah. You know, it ended up being the exact same thing. And they talked about this great app. App is trash. Johnny Football, it should have started with Johnny Football. If you marketed the league around him, I think would have been different.
And the XFL needs to peep that.
Sure.
And go ahead and scoop him up and put him on one of their teams and go market. That was what hurt. That's what hurt. We were watching the game.
Yeah.
We both kept saying, this is bad football.
I feel like I'm playing it. So I feel like I could play
it. And I shouldn't feel like I can play out there.
Yeah.
I know I shouldn't feel like I can play. Not at all. let's move on to ESPN, guys, and talk about Stephen A. Smith. He's reportedly on the verge of signing a huge contract extension with the worldwide leader in sports. Smith is in line to become the highest paid on-air personality at ESPN by potentially going for a $10 million per year salary. I mean, they put Stephen A. everywhere. He does MMA. He does boxing. He does MMA.
Allegedly, he had a doppelganger came out and broke up a fight. So, yeah, he's everywhere. The only thing I worry about is him, the quote that he came out. He said, and I quote, "Everybody at ESPN on the world of sports media does not deserve to be paid what I get paid. I don't believe it. I just don't.
Okay.
And I'll never apologize for it. You don't generate the revenue that I do. You don't generate the ratings that I generate. You aren't as popular as me. You don't resonate as much as me," end quote. I don't like that.
Just look cocky.
It's the truth, though.
That's the thing about it.
It's 100.
He didn't lie one time.
Not once.
He shouldn't say it.
And this is the truth. Yeah. There's a reason that nobody Well, nobody gets paid as much as Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, LeBron James. It's people at the end of the bench.
Right.
I get that. But having said all of that, I just don't know how you can work with this guy and not feel as if he has an inferiority complex, period, working alongside him. It would be tough to work alongside, dude.
I think when Skip left, Skip got the bag.
Yeah, for sure.
But his show didn't suffer.
No, he didn't.
That made him feel like, you know what I mean? Right. Oh, no, I'm good.
Yeah, they said Skip gone.
If Skip's gone and it didn't fall off at all, we still here. And Max is, you know, serviceable at best.
Yeah, he's Max solid.
Max solid.
I'm just saying,
it ain't Stephen A.
Skip. Hell no. But going out and publicly letting the world know that you deserve more money than anybody in your profession is a place that you won't make friends.
It's just something you don't say.
Yeah, now granted, he was 100% honest. Yeah. Talent dictates money in the world of sports, period, and media.
Yeah.
And he dominates that realm that he works in.
And, but let's keep it 100. Yeah. ESPN struggling right now. So all they got is Stephen A. Smith. ESPN struggling.
They're struggling with talent.
It's too many other you know, Fox Sports.
And everything's 24 hours.
Yeah.
So you got to have people that are moving the needle all day long.
Yeah.
And that's hard to find.
Hey, Jeff, that's tricky. You don't come out and say that, dog. People are going to be looking at you real crazy.
Yeah.
That's going to be.
He got the bag for sure.
Before we get started with halftime, let's talk college basketball. 60-year-old John Calipari has agreed to remain the University of Kentucky's head coach for the rest of his career after committing to a new long-term deal. Now, Cal was approached by UCLA with a 6-year, $48 million. He leveraged that into a contract that will pay him. $10.5 million a year. And in 10 seasons in Lexington, Coach Cal has a 305-71 record. And aside from the 2012 championship, he's had Final Four appearances in 2011, 14, and 15. And the Wildcats went 30-7 this season, falling in the Elite Eight in the past 3 years. Does he deserve it?
Yep.
100%.
Let's think. That's Nick Saban money, dude. That's Dabo Swinney money.
Think about it, man. He helped bring Kentucky was down. Let's just keep it a buck. Kentucky was, they had just lost, I think it was Billy Gillespie. And Gillespie had them in a spot where they weren't getting players. Now Kentucky is the team that people go to. Now Duke,
Coach K changed the narrative.
He has. But nobody's been more consistent than Cal. In the time that only coaches that were more successful, Roy Williams, Jay Wright, he totally deserves it. I think he deserves it 100%. You want to talk about Coach K? Over the past 4 seasons, 0 Final Fours, 0 national titles, but a 77% winning percentage. In the last 15 years, UConn has made more Final Fours than Duke and more titles.
Nobody brought up
Coach K. Yeah, you did. And UConn hasn't made the tournament in the last 3 years. So I say that to say this. Duke became the favorite after blowing out Kentucky, right? First game of the season.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There were questions, you know, like, wow. Like, yeah.
Those were
they lose a game?
Those were right questions. Those were questions that should have been asked.
Yeah.
Because they had the best player we have seen in college basketball in ages.
For sure. Transcendent talent. Transcendent.
And they had one player who was not as good as we thought.
Now, Cambridge is good as we thought.
No, the other guy.
RJ Barrett.
That's the guy. Yeah, that's the one we were like.
Looking funny in the light. But, you know, to be outplayed by Cassius Winston Weezy's brother and to lose a game of that nature. Coach K, man, got some explaining to do, being the fact that you're 72 years old. So you don't have a long time to coach at this level.
I'll say this, though. When they announced this was a lifetime contract, I feel like somebody like Coach like Calipari, he's already been on a lifetime contract.
For sure.
Like, if he wants to leave there, he'll leave. If they want him gone, they'll buy him out. Like, there was no way that there wasn't a lifetime contract with him. Like, you're not just going to walk into a season and be like, let's bring on the assistant. Cal's got to get out of here. No, you're not. You're not going to do that. You know what I mean? Like, he's going to be there as long as he wants to be with what he's done for Kentucky.
Cassius Winston.
Came through. I just don't.
Y'all ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
We're at the midway point. Enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime. We have another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. Coach Brown's a former TSU tight end and the current defensive coordinator for Hillsborough High School in Nashville, Tennessee. Shout out to the Burrows. Coach Brown will give an insight on the hot topics from a former player and a current coach's perspective. Let's see what Coach Brown has to say this week.
Good evening. I am Coach Brown, and welcome to Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. Jumping right into it, we're talking Final Four. I'm taking Auburn, and I'm taking Michigan State. Hopefully, Auburn can push the tempo, make UVA play a little faster, even though UVA is a great defensive team. I think the Texas Tech-Michigan State game probably is the most intriguing. I'm going to go with Michigan State, but I think it's going to be an excellent game. Let's talk about Vanderbilt basketball. We haven't had anything positive to say about Vanderbilt basketball all year. Let's be honest. But head coach Bryce Drew resigns. And now they're going to hire Tar Heel great Jerry Stackhouse. FSP, what do you guys feel about? We do words of wisdom around here now. And I heard Paul Pierce say some outlandish things, or an outlandish statement, I would say. He said that he was pretty much better than Dwayne Wade. Now, let me say this. Paul Pierce was no slouch at all. No slouch at all. But D-Wade kind of transcended the game with being a smaller two-guard that played defense and played above the rim, and he really worked on his game from when he first came in the league. D-Wade's a Hall of Famer, okay? D-Wade's a Hall of Famer. Paul Pierce, man, I've heard him analyze stuff and talk about basketball. He's a hater, man. He's a hater. I'm going to be honest. Paul Pierce is a known hater, and just for him to come out and say something like that, it's just crazy. So I'm just gonna leave you with this, Paul Pierce, man. My mom always used to say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all. Hey, I am the coach, Coach Brown it is, Roo, and I'm gone.
And that is another installment of Coach Brown's 2-Minute Drill. The first thing he talked about, let's get to it, man. Okay. Jerry Stackhouse.
All
right. Hiring the Vanderbilt. How you feel, Weezy? You're a Vanderbilt fan.
I feel pretty good about it. Vanderbilt is a dark place right now. When it comes to basketball.
Men's and women.
Yeah, their fan base is pretty pissed off.
For sure.
You know, we had the lowest 3-point percentage in Vanderbilt history.
For sure.
And that ain't good.
Didn't win a game in the conference.
And they fired their boy.
Yeah, no,
so
sure.
He's on them.
Yeah. Then pre-production, Jeff told the actual room something.
Yeah. Well, the athletic director for Vanderbilt was the commissioner of the G League last year. And, of course, Jerry Stackhouse, his team won the G League championship last year. So, that's his guy.
You going to go down,
Go down with your guy.
And he got Jerry Stackhouse for 6 years. That's a big deal.
I hope it's going to work out for him.
Now, are you worried they get a new chancellor at Vanderbilt? The chancellor now steps down last week.
I don't blame him. I would have stepped down, too.
And reason why I say it, because he didn't care about sports. The guy who's stepping down didn't give a damn about sports.
Yeah.
So, you know, the new guy could possibly make some upgrades.
Right.
Want to fix that stadium for once. You know, who knows? Sure.
Yeah, seats need,
seats are trash.
Those bleachers are trash.
It's the SEC with bleachers.
That's SEC with bleachers. That's not it. Paul Pierce versus D-Wade. Let's talk about it. Finals MVP, one apiece. Yeah. All NBA first team, D-Wade has 2, Paul Pierce has 0. All NBA teams, period, Dwayne Wade has 8, Paul Pierce has 4. All defensive team, Dwayne Wade has 3, Paul Pierce has 0. And scoring leader, Dwayne Wade has 1, Paul Pierce has 0.
Do we need to do this?
That's done, right?
No Hall of Famer gets more disrespect than Paul Pierce. And he brings it on himself.
Yeah, he does.
He brings it on himself.
Because he's not better than D-Wade.
To him, he's better than Kobe.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
He want that Kobe.
Yeah.
That Kobe love, but Draymond said, you want that farewell too, like Kobe. You ain't Kobe. Love that.
That was wild. I think it does Paul Pierce no justice. I mean, it doesn't do him any good that he's on TV.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And they ask him these questions, and he's just going to be honest. Like, he still think that he can play right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, if you're that delusional, you know, it's one of those things, too.
But he did call game.
He did. Hey.
He did.
But it was with the Wizards, though. Let's kick it off in a second. Let's go.
The second half is underway. Full Sport Press.
Second half, 2019, Western Conference.
Uh-oh, Jimmy.
Yeah.
You even cut that bone crush on face?
Nah, I'm cool.
I'm good.
You know what I mean?
Got the Western.
Hey. Had a good night's sleep.
Yeah, for sure.
You
episode 265, I was born. Episode 265, man. I'm J-Hope.
It's your boy, B-J.
I'm Weezy. What to do?
Now, it is no secret that the Western Conference fills with more talent. Seeing the actual list that we got, let us know that people are a little bit more excited about the West and they are the East, sure. Now, the vast majority of super teams are found in the West, which will ultimately make the conference stand tighter, creating further arguments against the current playoff format. The Western Conference has been so synonymous to winning with talent that executives want a 1-16 rather than separate conferences. So, and it's all set up through the Western Conference. This time, it's going to be a little harder to rank the top 8 talent because of the stiffer competition. We are here, man. FSP, Western Conference, player playoffs, man.
Let's do it.
Let's do it, man. Now, we're here to stir up arguments, as usual, comparing player statistics. Because we can't roll a ball out and play NBA 2K.
Yeah.
We're player statistics, creating a playoff-style format to determine the best player in the NBA. Not, oh, I just think he's better. Not, oh, I mean, that's what I'm going with. We have to have a legitimate reason as to why this person will move on, right? So we asked our listeners to give their top 8 players in each conference. Same criteria as last year. Mm-hmm. Offense, defense, mm-hmm. team impact or success, mm-hmm. mental, and consistency. With a tiebreaker, which player would you pick if you need to win a game tomorrow with average NBA talent around? Now, injured players, again, are not allowed to be in the top 8 of each conference, and you have to play in more than 41 games to be included. All right, go through the 2017-18 seedings from last year, Jeff.
All right, so last year, number 1 was James Harden. Number 2 was Anthony Davis. 3, Kevin Durant. 4, Dame Lillard. 5, Steph Curry. Wow. Number 6, Russell Westbrook. Number 7, LaMarcus Aldridge. Number 8, Karl-Anthony Towns.
For sure. So, with we appreciate everybody that submitted a list. Mm-hmm. Appreciate everybody that submitted an Eastern Conference list as well.
Yes.
We are now about to unveil the 2018-19 NBA Eastern Conference, Western Conference, excuse me, player seed. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Number 1, mm-hmm. James Harden.
Oh, uh-oh.
Number 2, Kevin Durant. Number 3, Steph Curry. Number 4, Paul George. Number 5, Nikola Jokic. Number 6, LeBron James. Number 7, Dame Lillard. And last but not least, Russell Westbrook.
Number 8.
Right. Honorable mentions. Let's talk about it, fellas. Anthony Davis did not make this list.
Right.
I think he's in the middle of his prime. Didn't play back-to-backs. On production alone, Anthony Davis is a top 5 talent in the entire NBA, not along the Western Conference.
Team handicap.
The problem is everything in between.
Yeah.
Struggled to keep the Pelicans above 500 when he's playing. Yeah. And his frustration over the franchise's mediocrity. Let's keep it a buck. Led to an ugly end of the season.
I mean, let's be honest. It's more of his off the court. In a sense, on the court.
I mean, he was on my list.
Here we go. He was on your list. Let's just slide it in. He was on my list.
And I'm saying, so, I mean, nobody in the NBA.
Don't shoot me, AD. Nobody, he was on my list. But
in the NBA has a more complete game at that position than Anthony Davis. So,
I mean,
that's a chance now. He's probably. Yeah. But either way, I'm saying just defense and everything. He's a great talent. He should play for the Bulls for sure. And he was number 2 on our list last year. He didn't make the list.
But we explained why he didn't make the list. Sure. It has nothing to do with talent.
Absolutely.
It has something to do with his season this year.
100%.
That's all it
is.
That's it.
And he averaged 25 and 12.
Oh, God. What?
Number 2. LaMarcus Aldridge. And number 8 last year. He's 33 years old. I think within this system, LaMarcus Aldridge has found his way to play for Pop.
Yes.
Yeah. And it's reasonable to say that he's the reason that they are an 8 seed, might make a 6 seed. We don't know as of yet. But I think the Spurs needed him to play the way that he played this year. Mm-hmm. As DeMar DeRozan finds his bearings with this new team, this new offense,
right.
You lose DeJounte Murray at the beginning of the season with a torn ACL. Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Huge. So dating back to December, Aldridge has averaged 23-7. And 2 with this good Spurs team, though. Mm-hmm. So,
Aldridge overachieving Spurs team.
Overachieving, yeah, for sure.
LaMarcus Aldridge made my list.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. And last but not least, Karl-Anthony Towns, who was ranked 8th last year, did not make it. 2010 guy for the 3rd season in a row. Mm-hmm. I think the thing is, we didn't see a full Karl Anthony Towns until Jimmy Butler left. Once Jimmy Butler walked out the door, it was the Karl Anthony Towns that we put a first-round pick with. Yeah. You just want to make sure that he has the tools mentally to withstand a full NBA season. But again, he's just 23 years old.
Yeah, so, yeah, his best days are
way ahead of him. 23 years old, yeah, for sure. Let's do it, man. Number one seed versus number eight. We have James Harden versus Russell Westbrook.
I can't. No, I'm not doing that. Russell
Westbrook. You taking Russell Westbrook?
No, I can't.
You can't.
I can't take Russell Westbrook. I take James Harden.
Go through the hallway.
All right. No, you know what?
Let's do it. Give me Russ.
Take me Russ. Take your boy. Yeah.
I have James Harden.
Yeah. You got James Harden, Jake?
He was number one last year. Didn't show up in the playoffs, cameraman, but he sure was the number one player in the player playoff seasons last year. 29 years old, averages 36 a game, 6 rebounds and 7 assists, field goal percentage of 44%, 36 from 3. We'll play in 75-plus games.
And I have Russell Westbrook.
For sure.
Averaging 22.9 points a game, might as well say 23, 11 rebounds a game, and 10 assists per game.
Most definitely.
Those are all either at career averages or higher than career averages.
Yeah, you're talking about career averages, but you ain't talking about career lows this year.
Only one career low. That's field goal percentage.
And that's not true. 3-point percentage. And turnovers.
It got better in the second half, though.
So don't argue about still, career low.
He came out of injury. He didn't come up, he wasn't hurt the whole offseason.
Yeah.
He has hurt the whole offseason.
Alright, so let's go through the criteria. Okay. We have offense. Who's a better offensive player?
James Harden.
James Harden, right?
No question.
Yeah.
Defense. It's a question. Don't do that. No question.
I'm trying to be cool today. Don't do this.
No question.
Ain't no damn question. This one.
Defense.
He loses against everybody.
Well,
James Harden loses against anybody. You want to put anybody. You can put no anybody the 12th man on the team.
We're not arguing with
the 12th man on the damn team. That's he loses out.
We're not arguing.
Right, let's go.
Okay.
So it's 1-1.
For sure, 1-1.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have team impact or success.
Okay.
Think now, with James Harden,
okay,
without him being on this team, they don't make the playoffs.
Okay.
Russell Westbrook is in a situation where he's very, very needed on this team.
Right.
Extremely needed on this team. But I think that they would be lower with Westbrook not being in there.
They will be fighting for the HBC, for sure. Westbrook.
But I agree.
Yeah. So I can't.
But you can't grant it. Listen now, they have a really good backup point guard, and then Dennis Schroeder, who would come in.
Right.
He wouldn't know it. He's no Russell Westbrook, but he's the best backup.
He can hold the ship down with Paul George as the number one guy. I'm not arguing
that. No question. Yeah. So who do you think wins? 2-1.
2-1.
James Harden. Okay, let's move right along to mental. Now, mentally, this is the biggest superstar. There's the worst mental, but him and Kyrie batting back to back. So mentally, I think Russell Westbrook, there's nobody stronger in the NBA mentally than Russell Westbrook. Maybe Kobe Bryant is no longer
playing. He's better than James Harden.
He's just taking my art. He's basically saying what I'm going to say.
Yeah.
This is Russ. When it comes down to the criteria,
yeah,
it's Russ.
Yeah. So that's 2-2.
2-2.
And we move right along to consistency. Now, consistent, we got it. Now, let's keep it above.
Let's define this. Go ahead.
Yeah, consistent. We have to look into a point where James Harden consistently has been consistently offensive throughout the whole numbers year.
And consistently missing on defense.
For sure.
Russ has been consistently everything, everywhere, at every point of basketball. He leads his team in assists. He's led his team in rebounds. He's led his team in points when Paul George wasn't there. But Paul George is there now. He's deferred to Paul George a little bit more this year. Totally fine with that.
Right.
His defensive numbers have gone up this year. And he's had his third year averaging a triple-double. So he's consistently consistent.
Let me tell you something about Russell Westbrook, though, that we did not talk about. He has committed at least one turnover in every game this season.
Okay.
He has committed a turnover in 242 consecutive games dating back to March 16, 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And he only has one game without a turnover in the last 6 years. That is simply remarkable. Very consistently as a turnover. Now, James Harden is a walking turnover. I'm just saying.
I think they're apples to apples right there, because Harden is going to make a dumbass play trying to do that step back every so often, or looking for PJ, whatchamacallit, in the corner with a bad pass. So, what are we doing?
We're talking about turnovers with James Harden and Russell Westbrook when nobody
Nobody counts in James Harden scoring 50 when he wants to, when he has to win the game.
But in his crunch time, mm-hmm. Russell Westbrook has really, really fell off this year. It's been very, very bad. He's shooting under 30% overall and below 12% from three during clutch play. That is the worst in the NBA. He continues to do that, and he's shooting a career high around the rim, but he's also shooting a career low in free throw percentage at 65%.
Now that's the one I'm worried about, is 3%.
Yeah. I don't even know how that happens.
Well, I don't know. I can't get into it right about that, but his free throw percentage is the problem.
Yeah.
But when he's not taking the ill-advised three-pointer, mm-hmm. and realize he has to get to the rack, which he's done more so in the second half of the season when mm-hmm. Paul George's season has tapered off a little bit.
It's tapered off a little bit. Still having a first-team All-NBA.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No question. But it didn't sustain it when that schedule got harder.
Yeah, I mean, but
just be real.
Yeah, well, no, I think he just had to do so much to keep the team afloat at the beginning.
He chose to.
Yeah. So what I'm also saying is Russell Westbrook is shooting a career high in 3-point attempts, which is right around 5.6 a game. He's only making 1.6. That's a bad. So I think that goes with decision making as well.
And James Harden is shooting 20-23 a game, or 15-20 a game, 3 points a game. Those 50-point games that the gentleman just mentioned, he's also going 5-19 from three, or 5-23 from three, shooting 24-24 from free throw line, getting those 60 points. So if you really want to talk about how you're getting that 60, I mean,
we're going to percentages.
We're going to break all the numbers down. We're going to break them up. Let's break them down
for sure. And I get that. What I'm saying is I didn't bring up a 60-point game.
I heard 60 points.
Listen, he's putting up his shots with how he has to. But consistent, mm-hmm. we'll watch that. Okay. If you need to win a game tomorrow,
yeah, we're talking.
You're going to need James Harden more than you would need Russell Westbrook. Because we just said firmly that he hasn't showed up in late games. We just literally said that.
I can't agree with that. We've seen Russ.
No, we haven't. Not this year.
No. I'm just talking about in general. We've seen Russ.
We're talking about this year.
Hear my point. I apologize. We've seen Russ with average NBA talent, and he took him to a sixth seed in the West.
For sure.
And won the MVP with him.
And James Harden kept this team afloat with average NBA talent.
When has he ever had only average NBA talent?
Chris Paul was hurt. And Chris Paul was hurt.
When Chris Paul was hurt.
Bro, they were still in the playoffs.
I hear you. Right. That team is not Lakers bad.
Think about it. You take away Chris Paul, you take away Clint Capella.
Right.
Your starting five is...
Him.
It's him.
PJ.
Him and Eric Gordon.
Yeah, Eric Gordon.
PJ.
PJ. Yeah, but with the way the game is set up, these are shooters. These are guys with a dribble drive guy and shooters on the side.
It's a bad team, Jeff.
I'm not saying it's the best team.
Westbrook team is way better. That's all I'm saying. The Westbrook team is way better. If you take him away, he's way better.
Well, you take Westbrook away from the team that still has Paul George, absolutely.
If you take away Paul George and you take away, who's the second best player?
Stephen Adams.
You take away those two, that team is still better.
So, take away Steven Adams
and
Paul George. It's just Westbrook, Schroeder.
Yeah, because Schroeder's better than Eric Gordon.
Schroeder's better than Eric Gordon. That's not true.
That's true.
Not in today's NBA. That's not true.
Honestly, if I need a game tomorrow, I'm going with James Harden.
There's no way. If I need a game tomorrow, we've seen James Harden because when they needed a game, James Harden didn't show up. He shot. They missed 27 damn three-pointers.
I think.
So, we've seen Russ when they needed a game.
And we've seen Russ. And you know what happened with Russ, too?
Yeah.
He shot them out of the game.
He shot them back in that game. Down by 18 points, he shot them back in.
Russ shoot them out of the game.
Russ got that coat. Russ is coat. I get that.
But what I'm saying is James Harden is harder to stop on offense than Russell Wilson.
He's allowed to travel, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's a fight. Yeah. James Harden moves on, for sure.
I don't believe so. That's just how it
James Harden?
I see what you're saying, though. Yeah, but because equally are bad.
That's a weak-ass one seed, though. To go to the extra points with the eight seed. That's a weak-ass one seed.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. All right, let's move. What we got next, Weezy?
You want to do 4 versus 5?
That's what we're doing.
All right. Paul George, number 4.
Mm-hmm.
And Nikola Jokic, number 5.
You're right.
You want Paul George?
I had the highest seed, so Jeff will take Paul George.
Yeah, Paul George. Yeah, Jokic.
All right. Right. You got Paul George?
I got you. So, Paul George, he's averaging 28 points a game, 8 rebounds per game, with 4 assists per game.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great year for Paul George.
Sure.
Yeah.
An excellent year for him. I have Nikola Jokic, who wasn't ranked last year, but I had him on my list this year.
You did.
For sure. 24 years old, averaging 20 points, 10 rebounds, 7 assists, 51% from the field and 31% from three. We'll play in 80-plus games. The more film we get on Nikola Jokic, the more I am convinced that he is one of the most impressive basketball players in his position.
In his position, yes.
In the league, mm-hmm. for sure. To average 7 assists from the 5 men, it's nuts. Mm-hmm. It's nuts. Mm-hmm. I don't think he makes sense offensively. Just to see, if you look at Nikola Jokic, yeah. it does not look like he would be the player that you would see.
It doesn't have that.
No.
Yeah, I know what you're trying to say. I agree.
Yeah, for sure. He's an anomaly.
This is Paul George's career year, though.
It is.
You know what I mean?
It is.
He's a high in field goal percentage, high in 3-point percentage.
Sure.
It's a career year.
But Nikola Jokic has his team as a 2-seed. He's the reason that they're a 2-seed. So let's go with offense.
Okay.
Who's better offensively? No, all around offensively.
All around game. It's Paul George.
I think it's Nikola Jokic.
Ooh, I just hear the hate mail coming in.
Yeah, not for sure. I think he looks out of place, but he does so much for that team
right.
on the offensive side. In a world where you wouldn't deserve credit the way that he gets credit, he's just everywhere on the floor. He assists, he shoots, he's everything. Plays back to the basket.
It's a wash.
I don't think I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't think so. I think Nikola Jokic is having one of the better offensive years as a big man because he's averaging 7 assists. The offense runs through a center.
Like, which I do enjoy watching.
Yeah, it is cool to watch. Yeah. Let's just keep it. It's more enjoyable to see him making 70-yard passes,
yeah,
you know, from
cool.
his 5 position,
yeah.
and him averaging 7 assists and averaging less turnovers with the offense running through him mm-hmm. than
some point guard.
Yeah, than some point guard
yeah,
is nuts.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
But,
so I think he does more on offense.
But I think at the end of the day, a team will feel better and more comfortable
mm-hmm.
if it's 10 seconds left.
Yeah.
We've got the ball. We down 1. We're giving the ball to Paul George.
Yeah. Okay, so I have him in offense. Who you have?
I got Paul George.
Paul George. So with defense, which
you can't no, it's two different positions.
No, but he doesn't play defense. Nikola Jokic does play defense. Not in the level of team impact or success.
Okay.
I think this team goes further with Nikola Jokic as the helm. Paul George.
Where you can go further.
Like they're the 2-seed.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
This team was
6 with Russ being the guy. Was 6 with
yeah,
both of them together
for
last
sure.
year. And they can be on the best they can do is 6 again this year.
For sure.
So yeah.
Team impact success. Yeah. Mental.
That's Paul George.
Paul George, when's the last time you seen Paul George step up mentally?
So Paul George has his moments mentally where he comes through.
But there's more lapses than it is moments, wouldn't you say?
It's arguable.
It's more lapses. Now with Nikola Jokic. He is a mental person. Like, he's a little...
He's cerebral with the game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but in turn, he is a little spaz sometimes. It makes it a little weird.
Yeah.
But at the same time, he is very, very consistent as far as him being mentally plugged into the game.
Only thing I fear is
mm-hmm.
that you can talk him out of it.
Yeah.
Joel got him out of this game.
For sure.
I've seen Joel do it more than once.
And I've seen Paul George disappear.
Yeah. Well, now, you can say I'm
playoff P.
That's what you should bring up.
And that's
Trey.
And that was my next
yeah,
one.
Yeah, it was
playoff
Trey. Playoff P is Trey.
I
hope he
said he's playoff P and he disappeared.
Yeah.
So in turn, we're going to... I got
Jokic.
Move forward. For mental.
Mental.
Okay.
Let's move on to consistency. It's 2-2. We have consistency coming up.
Okay.
Right? Now, if you look throughout the year, you just said yourself, Nikola Jokic just have a really, really consistent year throughout the year, right? And you said Paul George fell off in the second half.
Against a harder schedule.
It's a harder schedule.
Right.
He did not look the exact same
right.
throughout the year.
They played a harder schedule.
Exactly.
And still going for 6 in the West.
Yeah.
And Jokic, go ahead. Let's finish one.
Nikola Jokic
mm-hmm.
has been consistently 20-10-7 throughout
right.
the entire year.
Right.
He has not had no vet all. Consistent killing throughout the year. I've seen a month when I was like, Paul George messed up my MVP and he's messed up my defensive play.
Consistently above average doesn't beat sometimes superior to better than above average.
This is what I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
And I get what you're saying,
consistently,
right?
Yeah, a little bit above average.
That's not true.
Paul George was superior to MVP uh-huh. candidate and a little bit below
First
that.
All three, both of those guys are in MVP.
Jokic won't get involved.
Jokic is in the
league.
He'll get a vote before Paul George, is what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, you called him above average talent.
Right.
That's not above average talent. That is a superior
three
talent.
Three players you mentioned that are above Paul George at the small forward are LeBron James,
yeah.
Kawhi Leonard,
yeah.
and Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
This is if they stop playing right now,
yeah.
are moonwalking to the Hall of Fame.
What I'm saying, the position, you said that he was above average, and we're going to have to say that. That's
above average.
No, no. Yeah. He is the second best center in the NBA, right? DeMarcus Cousins is not averaging 22, 10, and 7.
And if was
there's
a fifth.
Nobody in the game doing what he's doing.
If was a fifth, we'd all be true.
Nobody.
And if DeMarcus Cousins.
How do we do with nobody? And how do we compare something that nobody is doing?
I got
we
just. George.
There's nobody doing what Jokic
I got Paul George.
I have Jokic.
That's that did, right?
Yeah. Okay. Sure. What we got next?
3 versus 6.
3 versus 6.
Steph Curry.
Stephen Wardell Curry.
You want Steph?
And who's 6? Six. He got a bad draw with LeBron James.
He sure did.
Yeah, got LeBron James.
Stephen Curry, number 5 last year, 31 years old, mm-hmm. averaging 27, 5 and 5. Mm-hmm. 2 turnovers a game, 47 from the field, mm-hmm. 43 from 3. We'll play in 65 plus games this year.
LeBron James shooting 51% from the field,
mm-hmm.
averaging 27, 8, and 8
mm-hmm.
at 34 years old.
At 34, which will hurt.
34 sure. years old.
For sure. So let's talk about offense. Who's the best offensive player between these two? Very Stephen good. Curry, he didn't good. Ruin the game single-handedly?
He won.
So we got him on offense, right?
This year.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure. In the year. Defense, it's a wash.
It's LeBron.
LeBron James defensively.
Before the injury was LeBron.
Fuck that.
Before the injury. Come on. Let's see here.
Let's keep it a buck now.
Now after the injury, now LeBron.
Defensive rating. LeBron James. Before the injury. This is the worst defensive year in LeBron James history.
Okay.
History.
And Steph has never played. They've hidden Steph since he was at Davis.
LeBron James does not play defense anymore. Let's keep it a buck. We've said and talked about this.
We have.
He doesn't play defense anymore.
But instead, I would watch it. If I didn't feel like if the game was on the line, LeBron would do something defensively for me. Like he did against Toronto. Like he did against Unanimous in the finals with the block against Iguodala.
Mm-hmm.
Like LeBron is going to show up
right
when it counts. Yeah. There is no footage in history of Steph doing anything defensively. And we can say mimics playing good defense. But it's been real bad after the injury.
Defense, give me Stephen Curry.
I'll take LeBron.
I know it. Steph, just because LeBron got hurt this year.
Defense, Stephen Curry.
Wow, okay.
Team impact is success.
Well, it's just LeBron. Let's just move on to the next one. It's team impact.
LeBron, at 34.
At 34 years old, they were a 4 seed before he went down injured.
At 34.
I got LeBron.
At 34, there's nobody that's more impactful in the NBA than Stephen Curry when he's out on the floor. What are we talking about?
Steph can miss half the year. They still got Curry Durant. Still got DeMarcus Cousins.
Listen,
still
got Clay Thompson. I get it. But a strain left groin in his back in November took Curry out of action for 11 games after starting the season 10-2. Mm-hmm. The Warriors only went 5-6 with him not in the game.
Oh, 5-6, you say? The Lakers would still have been playoff contenders.
Unless you tell me. I need to know, what were their record when he was there?
He missed 18 games.
For sure.
They won 6.
They were under 500
by one game.
I get that. You're talking about a team that has Kevin Durant, that has DeMarcus Cousins, has Klay Thompson.
And this was
also
early in the season. Yes, this was early in the season.
I can't.
This was LeBron James when he started to count Christmas Day. When the NBA, everybody knows Christmas Day, then All Star break. But Christmas Day is when the NBA kicks up and starts to count. He goes down with an injury. They're 4th seed and misses 18 games at Christmas Day.
And I think you're going off his past.
No.
Because if you look at LeBron James at 34 years old, he cannot impact the game as once he once did with just Booby Gibson
averages.
And Zydrunas still
got
He was doing it.
Team impact. At the end of the year,
mm-hmm.
they're going to have the exact same record that they had last year.
Right. Minus 18 games. Not a full season of LeBron.
And I agree. LeBron James, you know.
Minus 18 games without without Kevin Durant.
Team impact of success. What you got?
Well.
LeBron James.
Well, he's a tiebreaker.
Okay.
So I got LeBron.
Yeah.
You got Steph. You got LeBron. This is LeBron.
You got to let him speak for himself.
Who you got, Weez?
I got LeBron.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah.
He said it first. That's why I figured.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah. So let's move right along to mental.
Yeah, 2-2, right?
2-1, because y'all said he had offense.
Yeah.
Then you gave him defense.
For sure.
That was wild.
Mental.
That was wild. I'm upset with you on that. I ain't gonna lie.
Mental.
Mental.
LeBron James sits at the end of the bench. LeBron James does not. He publicly throws people under the bus. He's actually the worst teammate in NBA history. Worse than we've ever seen.
He's stretching it now.
Now, I'm just saying. He's sitting at the end of the bench.
He's the...
Come on now.
He's the worst teammate.
Well, you know what I'm saying.
Freaking Dave is probably the worst teammate.
And think about it, though. He is historically a killer of franchises. So, mentally, it is very hard to play with this dude.
It's difficult.
Mental.
To counter what you're saying, I agree with what you're saying, right? But not that he's the worst teammate. Difficult to say anything negative about Steph because the narrative is painted about Steph that he's the good guy. Not that first year.
Not what I'm saying.
That was Andre Iguodala.
Are we talking about 2019? We talking about 2016?
I'm just saying.
I'm just making sure. We talk about because you stay bringing up some old shit.
I won't bring up old shit.
You might be the plunge.
Because you bring up old shit on LeBron.
Your new name might be the plunge.
You bring up old shit on LeBron. You said LeBron ain't played defense 8 years.
And he hasn't. I said this is the worst defense. This is the worst defense.
Steph's always the worst defender.
So what are we saying is, as far as mentally. You know, I have to remove myself from you saying from stuff that we've had regular conversations about. Right. But you know how weak mentally LeBron James is.
He's, at times.
He is the worst mental superstar we've had in our league.
Kevin Durant, maybe.
For sure. Him and KD, for sure. Yeah. So how, and Steph historically has showed up in games.
That's not true, though.
Historically, he showed up that's in games, true. Just not All-Star games. He plays bad in All-Star games.
He plays bad.
That's not true, Jeff. He should have won MVP, Finals MVP.
I'll say this. I agree with you about LeBron having his moment.
Right.
But I will also say Steph has, if there wasn't the Kevin Durant package to go along with it, it is. But Steph would be looked at very differently. Because if you remember how that finals played out when they lost that 3-1 lead and Steph crumbled and his wife was blaming the media and saying it was corruption and the baby was throwing fits and throwing stuff at the press conferences. Like, it was bad.
We're talking about the 2019.
I'm just saying, the narrative could have been changed about Steph.
Is LeBron James saying at the end of the bench?
Yes.
Is LeBron James trying to get people off his team to get more help? Like KD and Steph
had. I think everyone's doing that, though. Right. I'm not taking that as a knock.
To throw his people under the bus.
Is he throwing people under the bus? That's not cool.
That's mental.
Yeah.
That's mental. Cool.
But I'm saying, Steph isn't the mental. This mental is going to come and bite Steph in the ass as we go forward.
But you got James Harden.
But you got mental.
Or KD.
James not against KD.
But you got.
It's just Steph.
And consistency.
No, it's 3-1.
It's 3-1. That's one.
Yeah. All right, what we got? We
got KD versus Dame Dollars. And I'm talking about a bad draw.
Who you want?
Yeah.
You want KD? You don't want the Warriors.
I don't, but I'll take
it. We'll take Dame.
Nah, I can't argue Kevin Durant against Dame Dollars. I can't. I'm about to win that.
You want KD?
Yeah, I'll take KD.
You want Dame?
All right, I got Dame. Dame Lillard, 7th seed, number 4 last year, 28 years old, averages 26 points, 4 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 turnovers, 44% field goal percentage, 37% from 3, and we'll play in 80 games.
All right. Kevin Durant is averaging 26 points a game, 6 rebounds a game, and 6 assists a game.
Okay.
Career high assists.
For sure, yeah. Dame Lillard is very efficient in his game.
Yeah.
Offensively.
Yeah.
But he's going against Dame is, listen man, he means everything to the Portland Trail
Blazers. Everything.
The only thing is just taking enormous hits. He loses
the center.
Jokic, but Jusuf Nurkić.
Nurkić, yeah.
He loses
Nurkić.
That's
a tough loss.
That's a big loss.
Especially with the playoffs coming.
So defense, KD stepped up his defense over the last couple of years.
So definitely, it's all offense.
Offense for sure. KD. Defense.
KD. Team impact success is Dame Lillard.
Team impact success is the lifeline for Dame Lillard. Consistency, right?
Mental.
Dame has his moments. Hell no. Hey, now. Listen. You can't argue that. Kevin Durant.
Dame has his moments.
Kevin Durant mentally shot to hell. There's nobody.
He's got to go to Golden State.
Nah, let's be real. Where's he at right now, Jeff?
He's still in Golden State.
Where's he play basketball at? What's his number? For who? Yeah. Okay, for sure. So it's 2-2. Consistency.
It's Kevin Durant.
Yeah. But Dame Lillard.
Took longer to get that.
But let me tell you something. That ain't good for a 2-seed.
Nah.
Let me tell you something. That ain't good for a 2-seed, cameraman.
All right, you want to do 3 versus 7? Mm-hmm. Y'all want to do 1 versus
1 versus 5. Jokic versus Harden.
Jokic versus Harden.
All right. Give me James Harden. No, I mean, give me Jokic.
I stick with Jokic. Yeah, stick with Jokic.
I stick with Jokic.
You want James Harden, Jeff?
I'll stick with James. I go with James Harden. So, back to Nikola Jokic.
We don't do the stats again. We just...
Yeah. Offensively.
Offensively, it's James Harden.
It's James Harden. But, because, let me tell you why. Because he averaged more assists than Jokic.
That's it.
Yeah, that's tough. It. That's tough.
Defense.
And he scores better. Defense, Jokic.
Wash.
Jokic.
Wash.
Jeff, you just sat here and looked at me. Yeah. And said, there's nobody on this list that plays defense worse than James Harden.
Right, but that don't mean Jokic is that much better.
Yes, he is.
He's got the same area.
Bro, nah,
they both for the seven.
Nah, bro, listen. Listen now.
Jokic.
His improved defensive awareness has allowed him to, he was at the bottom of the barrel, he's in the middle of the barrel.
Next team impact success. That's James Harden.
Nah.
He kept that team afloat.
I get that.
With what's your name? Capella and Chris Paul out.
Look now. There's not been more. The Nuggets players have missed more games of injuries than any other team in the NBA.
Right.
The entire team. Paul Millsap.
Mm-hmm.
Will Barton.
Mm-hmm. And Jokic.
Now, Jokic
has missed a few games.
You're damn lying. Jokic's going to play 80 games.
Well, that's how they said miss a few games.
He's taking two?
But he wasn't dead all the time.
He said he's going to play 65. So, this is what I'm saying. Gary Harris, Jamal Murray, all have been hurt. All have been hurt. What are they, Jeff?
They're the number two seed right now.
They're the number two seed
right now.
And he's lost four starters throughout the season.
All right. So coming into the season, James Harden was the guy on the team. And his running mate, who consistently gets hurt. Chris Paul goes down early in the season.
Clint Capella goes down.
Clint Capella goes down early in the season. The team is still the third seed.
No,
and this is when you bring up the 60 points and the 50 points.
No, team impact is success.
That's what I'm saying. The impact that he did. When James Harden, what I do admire about his game, some people don't like the shooting. Some people don't care about the
including you
and the 50 points. I don't like the free
including
throw.
You
I like the free throw percentage, the free throw shooting. I prefer my 50 points to be like Derrick Rose 50 point game.
Okay,
go get a bucket. Yeah. But anyway, when it comes down to it, James Harden does more to make sure his team wins than I think Jokic does.
So with you averaging 10 rebounds, 22 points a game, and 7 assists at the center position, mm-hmm. you mean to tell me he's not doing more to keep a team at the number 2 seed and you lost 4 starters?
That's not consistent.
He's lost 2.
So James Harden averaged damn near 40 points a game.
No.
And when it comes down to it, he's giving you 50 and 10 and 12.
Is he more? But I'm saying.
You see what I'm saying?
What I'm saying is there's no other team that has lost that many players mm-hmm. in the entire NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Entire. And you're still a 2 seed?
Hear me out. There's nobody on that team go out there and give you 30 a night or 25 a night.
No, and this is what I'm saying. You plug in Jokic away, but we saw Jokic without 4 starters.
And we saw Harden with
-2.
No, we saw
two.
Harden with Austin Rivers.
Austin Rivers. And you're using it like they weren't an 8 seed, and then when Chris Paul came back, they won 10 or 11.
Or when James Harden.
Now, think about it now. When this shit was going on, you can't use that because they were an 8 seed. And you're like, what the hell happened to the Houston Rockets?
Well, he had anybody to play with.
But what you said was they kept the team afloat. This team stayed statistically 1 or 2 with this man losing 4 starters.
They were four.
The Rockets were out of the playoff picture when James Harden won for 60. Let's keep it above.
They were 7th.
No, they were 9th. They were 9th.
That's not out of the playoff picture.
You're a goddamn lie. If we start the playoffs, 8th is out. It's the top 8.
But it's still, the picture goes to 10.
For the majority of the season, they were number 1 seed.
Yeah, they
four starters being gone. Will Barton, Jamal Murray, Paul Millsap, all gone.
I want our listeners to understand when you say that. They weren't consistently missing 4 starters and putting Jokic out there with the G League.
No, they weren't. But I'm saying, in a consistent basis, somebody was out of the line.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They all went out at the same
time. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm not saying
The way you're describing it, and people want to hear it, say, like, Jokic manned up and with 4 other stars out of the game, he willed his team to a 2nd seed. Hell no. James Harden was missing Capella and Paul at the same damn time to quote the great future. And he kept that team afloat.
So team impact is success.
James Harden.
James Harden.
So what we at?
2-1. Because mental's next.
We already did mental.
We did mental.
We skipped, yeah.
Yeah, we ain't did mental. Come on.
All right.
Consistency. It was 2-2. Going to consistency.
That's James Harden.
That's a wash. Because if you're looking at it, I know what we were talking about with James Harden, and I went through a whole thing about Russell Westbrook having more turnovers than anybody in NBA history. James Harden is on a run his damn self. He is second on that list with 213 straight games with at least one turnover. He averages 28 shots a game. You can't average 36 points a game if you average 28 shots.
He got to.
I'm saying, just think though. Any superstar in this league, Jeff, you watch a lot of fucking basketball.
Yeah.
If anybody on this top eight shot 28 shots a game, how much would they average?
I agree with that. But to his defense, he's shooting 44% from
this. Turning over that bitch. He's consistently turning, and he leads the NBA in turnovers with 5 a game.
Yeah, he's making up for those turnovers.
How?
Because
50? 50?
His assist to turnover ratio is plus 3 assists. Because he's averaging 86.
Consistent.
Right.
You ain't had no problems by him. He averaged less turnovers than him, and he averaged right around the same amount of assists.
Consistently saying that I have a player that accounts for 54 points a game from his scoring and his assisting. That's that usage rate consistently throughout the season. He's averaged it.
But you hear this, cameraman?
Because he's averaged
Jeff is using usage rate to argue us that, well, I will be damned.
Wait. In the jungle, did they not say giraffes did not have long necks at one point? What did giraffes do? They adapted. So I know my room. I have to know my room.
So if we're talking about usage rate, then remember you brought up usage rate.
I did.
All right. But again, from a number one seed.
He's fighting. He's having a fight.
He fighting he's
every every day. So we got three versus two.
Steph Curry.
KD?
Shit. I'll take Kevin Durant.
I know you will.
I'll take Steph. No, no. I've never argued. I'll take Steph.
Nah. I ain't going to let you go.
Well, really?
I'm going to let you go. Offense is a wash.
The hell?
Offense is a wash.
No, Jack.
Offense is a wash.
No, Jack.
The average amount, same. Steph averaged more points.
You can't guard Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
that's not a
I've heard you say that.
That's not a human. It's not a human being. It's not a human being that you can put on KD and say.
What we're talking about is the impact of one player on the floor.
Right.
And in basketball, there's not one more impactful player just being on the floor than Stephen Curry.
That's not true.
Like who? What are we talking about?
Kevin Durant.
So and that's what
7 feet.
And that's
tall.
Why I said it's a wash.
He's 7 feet tall.
And that's why I said it's a wash.
Kevin Durant is the reason why they won these back to back.
That's what they had to get there. I had to get there.
Let's go wash.
Now, hell no. I'm not giving that a wash.
No.
I mean, because if you get that a wash, he's not going to win this. Kevin Durant's not going to win this.
Defense.
Kevin Durant's not going to win this.
It should go unnoted, dog, that this dude is doing so much for this team. It doesn't even matter. He's having his best year as a pro.
Kevin Durant is
at 31.
Kevin Durant is unhappy and making it look easy.
That goes to the mental that we're talking about.
That's why I said you can't wash this.
Because
Kevin Durant.
So offense, I have Kevin Durant. I mean, I have Steph Curry.
I got Kevin Durant.
I got Steph Curry.
Defense.
Yeah, well, move on. Got Kevin Durant.
Let me tell you something, though.
Okay, come on.
How is it so uncommon now that KD didn't play any defense when he was in OKC? And now he comes to the Warriors, and now he's a defensive player. Don't ever forget that, though.
You brought it to the light.
I'm just saying.
No, I'm just saying. He has dedicated the time to it because there's less that he has to do on Golden State. Kevin Durant literally is bored. They are so much better than everybody else every night. That team is bored.
So team impact is success.
This is a wash.
I don't think so, because when Steph Curry is gone, we noted this year that they're 10 and 11. When KD has been gone, they're over 500. So what are we talking about?
They're 10 of 11, so one game below 500.
Still under 500. It's over 500. It's going to cement.
These stats, man.
Team impact is success. There's nobody more impactful than Stephen Curry on that team. He is the offense of that team.
No, Kevin Durant's the offense.
How he averages more points than Jeff? I mean, I'm saying he gets more. They get the same amount of shots.
But he shoots more. But more of Steph's shots are after the three-point line.
Oh, for sure.
So,
I mean,
3-2.
Nah, get the fuck out of here.
I'm just saying.
So who's on?
I'm shooting 4-2, you shooting 4-3, you got more points than me.
We'll watch that.
That's what you said.
What? Team impact.
We can watch that.
Mental. Steph Curry.
Okay.
Consistency.
Kevin Durant.
Stop, man. God. I just said that the boy had his best statistical year this year.
That doesn't mean consistent.
Bro, Kevin Durant, let's talk about it. Kevin Durant is having his worst statistical year.
One of, yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
So what are we talking? We're talking about this year consistently, right? Steph Curry is having his best statistical year.
So if it's also easier for him.
Oh, my God. What we talking about is consistency. It don't matter if they playing with 10 people that's pro. Who's more consistent this year?
I got Kevin Durant.
I got Steph Curry. Yeah.
So Steph Curry moves on. Wow. So we have James Harden versus Steph Curry. Offense is a wash.
No.
Offense is a wash.
Nah, man.
James Harden.
Just vote. Who you got? I got James Harden.
Let's just keep it a buck, though.
I got James Harden.
If he shot 28 times, all I'm saying is, give Steph Curry 28 shots a game. That's all I want to know.
Take it.
He would average 41. Let's just keep it a buck.
I don't know. And here's what I don't know. Here's what I don't know. And this is not a knock against Steph. This is honest truth. I don't know if Steph can hold up to the demand of what James is doing. Do we know that Steph can live up to the physical demands of carrying a team like that? That's what I'm saying.
We don't know.
So James Harden.
James Harden don't either, man. Because he got Steph. He got Chris Paul.
Nah, when Chris Paul ain't Kevin Durant, though.
When
Chris Paul ain't never been Kevin Durant.
When Chris Paul not there, he was AC, player.
He was a six. Play, but
AC, fam. I give you offense, though. Yeah, defense, Steph Curry.
What?
That's a wash. if it ever was a wash.
No, it's not a wash. Oh, well, I'm sorry.
James Harden?
James Harden, yeah.
James Harden, the worst
defense. They're both bad. They're both bad.
But who's bad?
They're both bad.
Who's bad?
They're both bad.
Who's bad?
They're both bad. They're both bad.
Hold on. Man, what we have to do is hold ourselves accountable, right?
Yeah.
You said right here and said it. And looked at me in my face. What did you tell me?
Okay.
What did you tell me?
But I know what I said.
You said there's nobody on this list that you would take that he would beat. So let's move right along and any talk about
that. That's true.
So where we at? Team impact and success.
Come on now.
Team impact and change.
Come on, yeah. Ain't no damn way.
You take Steph off that team.
No. What I'm telling you is, if you put Steph on that team, it'll be the exact same thing. That is a wash.
I just don't.
That is our wash.
No. I'm gonna tell you something funny. You put James Harden the way he plays with that team in Golden State. They are 75-7.
Stop, man. Team impact and success.
You can pick with them. I'm just saying, like.
Team impact and success.
It's James Harden.
I got James Harden.
So mental.
That's a watch.
Oh, come on now.
That's a watch. That's a watch.
Come on, man.
That's not
James fucking Harden, bro.
So
come on, bro. Don't do that.
What is Steph's moment?
Give me James Harden moment. You can't do this, bro. You cannot do this. I'm not gonna let you do this to me, dog. We know what's going on in consistency.
James Harden is expected to do double more than what Steph Curry.
We can't. We grading him on the curve. Y'all go with that shit.
But it's the truth. It's not apples to apples.
So that's why it's a wash thing.
What's the score?
Because you're grading on the curve.
But I have no choice but to grade on the curve. You cannot put. Here's my thing. When it comes to Golden State players, you cannot plug them in against other normal teams because you know why, Weezy? They're a super duper team.
I mean, but you can't hold that against them.
I'm not holding it against them. I'm grading them correctly.
Bro, that's what I'm grading them correctly.
It is what it is. You can't hold it against them. You can't hold that against them. I'm with you on that, but you can't hold that point against.
I'm not holding it against. But
you most definitely are, because dude, bro, this game, bro,
6 or 7 players.
Bro, this game with James Harden, bro, he missed 20 straight threes, bro.
No, I
couldn't. Bro, do you believe in that? You don't believe in that.
How do you argue and say
that this dude is more consistent than a dude that you know that he might miss a game and then be a situation where but you know that next game is going to be, you don't know what you're going to get the next game with James Harden.
I got James Harden.
Well.
What you mean?
That's it.
How?
Game 5-1. The kid that was talking about holding the ball.
This year on offense, defense, team impact and success, mental and consistency, that James Harden is having a better year all around. Consistency, that's bullshit and you know it. And you're just using Weezy because Weezy's a James Harden fan.
I'm not using
but consistency.
Weezy. Number one, if it was up to me, he would have got past the first damn round. Y'all got him out the first round. That's y'all fault. So if it's going with consistency, I had him losing the first round because he wasn't beating Russ. That's number one. Number two. When it comes down to it, at the end of the day, when it's consistency, we're talking about regular season this year.
He averages 8 assists and 36 points a game.
But this man averaged 27-7 on a team that he only get 14 shots. He gets 14 shots a game. He averaged 27. You know how fucking efficient that is?
And that's our top 8 this year.
We ain't done.
We are done.
We got to go Giannis and James.
You want to go Giannis and James? Let's go.
And our offense, who's a better offensive player? That's what we're walking up to. We just walking up top. Let's do it. There ain't no way in the world he get past Steph Curry. It just don't make sense. But I get it.
No,
I get it. I see what
you,
we're doing.
You don't grade Steph on the curve.
No, but you should. So Giannis Antetokounmpo, right? He's playing
come
against
on, man. We ain't got
to. No, we have to.
No, we don't.
No,
man,
we,
I don't agree with that.
Well, offense. James Harden is a better offensive if you worry about him, right?
Yeah.
On defense.
That's Giannis.
Giannis, for sure, right? Yeah. Team impact and success.
That's a wash. To me, that's a watch. And the only reason why, if you look at their records, hold on, look at their records. James has the misfortune of playing in the same division, same conference as Golden State. You cannot beat Golden State.
That's
not a team. Yes, I can. That's the world we live in. It's like telling me I can't bring up Ray.
Denver right
there,
bro. You act like that too. See, Denver got a higher seed than
you. No, but when he said I can't bring up Golden State, I can't bring up Golden State. Houston beat the shit out of Denver when they play him.
That ain't you don't
cheat. Dog walk.
You don't know. You just sit here and say that if you went to the if situation, you going back to your if shit.
I'm not going back to if shit. Y'all are saying Denver.
Team impact and success. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
If it's a watch of anything.
Giannis Antetokounmpo is the number one seed in this conference.
Yes, he is.
You take away Giannis away from that team, it'll be very, very similar to what's going on with LeBron right now. Giannis? You take Giannis from that team?
I'm not saying Giannis doesn't impact that team.
He is the impact.
All right, so we got mental Knicks.
No, we got to figure out who won Team Impact and Success.
I think it's a wash. I'm still saying it's a wash.
I got Giannis.
I got Giannis.
Oh.
Mental.
To me, because I'm always, and I'm on the show of being noted of saying this, Giannis hasn't showed up in his moment when he should have.
I wish you wouldn't have said that.
When, bro?
I said it's on the show.
No, I'm saying, when are we talking about? You talking about playoffs?
Yeah. I said it's on the show.
What James Harden showed up.
That's my point.
It's a mental, bro.
That's what I'm saying. My point. It's a
mental. No,
it's
not.
To me.
Mental. That's easy.
You asked me to break up a game.
I'm just saying mentally, though. Like, we sat and argued for this whole show about how mentally weak James Harden is throughout the year. And Giannis,
throughout the playoffs, more so than anything.
Come on, man.
But I'm saying Giannis hasn't been in those moments, though. This is his first. He's just.
So you can't judge if he ain't been there.
So how can it not be a watch then? If I don't know what you're gonna do,
because we've seen what James Harden doing.
All right, man.
So we shouldn't even do that. It's three. That's three for Giannis.
Is it?
It's offense. It's defense.
The defense.
Team impact and success. We said Giannis.
Well, you said Giannis.
And mental.
Perfect.
So Giannis wins over James Harden, over LeBron James, over KD, over Stephen Curry.
Yep.
It was really a lot of competition for him in the East. It was him and Joel.
Joel Embiid
was pretty. That was some competition.
That's competition for anybody.
Yeah, not for sure. Yeah. That's a knockdown drag out, man.
Yeah,
doesn't go all the ways that somebody might thought. You know, I mean, Weezy had a dog in the fight. You had a dog in the fight, and I also had a dog in the fight. So
I accepted my dog losing.
Yeah, for sure. I think we all did.
Got a little testy when it gets some other people's dogs got it.
Nah, well, because I mean, well, you have a. But you knew in the back, you knew, right? And as an AC, there's no way that dude,
I don't know that. Because me, on a clear mind and unbiased mind, Westbrook beats them in the A1.
So let us know, man, what y'all think, man. Again, we appreciate everybody that sent in a letter, a fucking list, a text message, anything that has something to do with it. We appreciate that. The 2019 player playoff winner is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Who would have thought?
He better show up in the playoffs.
He better show up in the playoffs, for sure. James Harden better show up in the playoffs,
That's for sure.
LeBron James better show up next year in the playoffs. Joel Embiid.
Come on, Jack.
Better show up.
He sure will.
In the playoffs.
Everybody has shown up and will continue
Russell
to show
Westbrook
up in the playoffs.
Does not, but I'm saying,
now, don't you do that.
Showing up.
We'll be here to five.
Showing up.
Don't you do that.
Showing up ain't really playing at a high level, though. Let's just keep it a buck.
Man, when the game was on the line and your man's playoff P lost his will to fight.
Bro, he shot 50 shots that night.
Nigga, I'm Kobe when the game on the line. I don't care how many I shoot. We got to win. We got to win. I don't care about. I don't want whoever. I don't want Raymond Felton shooting. I don't care if he's 16 for 100. They won. And I see what exactly. We're when the game on the line, it's time to win.
Tweet us with questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment and give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe, but more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
That the revolution will be podcasted. Weezy.
Everything paid for, baby.
Jeff.
Camera's always on, brother.
The revolution will be podcasted. Cameraman, we are out.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on prior episodes, visit the SoundCloud page. And don't forget to tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.